you know, anticipated. I just want to
know. Our cost of bear, which we're, yeah, we're unfortunately or fortunately, we're used to doing that because that happens all the time, and we know it because most of us are in the business. But the town has no idea about that stuff, and oftentimes they're shocked, and then it's up to us to go back to the town council and say, hey, this is what's involved in the building. You can't build a building with the program unless you do this. So you either go ahead and appropriate more money in your mind for a budget, or you say, well, cut it back. We can't have this because we can't pay for it. So that's always what the give and take that we go through.
Okay, well, fantastic.
Yep. This is Jim from Gillette. Tom, I guess, or Kerry, probably you could probably host a go-to meeting, right? So probably the best bet would be to host a go-to meeting, send it to Tom Reed, maybe Bart, and see who's available to go to the go-to meeting with you. Three people at the max, and bring it up on the screen and get, and show them what you've got to date, and just go through some of the notes you have and do it that way. Go to, as long as you guys have internet and a laptop, you can go through it all and you can see initial diagrams or whatever he has, and you guys can make some decisions for the committee just to, before it gets to us. But one thing I did want to ask you, Tom, I was just looking through the contract, and I don't see a schedule. I don't know what your schedule, where you were supposed to be on the schedule at this point, but I wanted to ask.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I was going to bring up after this, but Jeff said we have to establish a schedule with Tom and then amend the contract to put the schedule in there.
So what I was going to say was, I guess Tom, it would be, What's been the impact to you? I guess we'd like to see what the impact of COVID-19 was to you, your company, and to this contract, so that we can evaluate and say, yeah, that sounds reasonable, or no, that sounds kind of over the top, and then we can make an adjustment.
Yeah, that sounds fine. I had no exception to it. I actually don't even recall what the original schedule was supposed to be. So I should probably take a look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in a position to just keep it out. You know, one of the biggest components of the program was to do community outreach. And I'm honestly not quite sure how we're going to do that just yet.
In addition to Jim's point, Tom, I think one of the things we have to think about with the schedule is going forward, not only how are you impacted by this, but will all your schedule be altered somewhat by the fact that you may not be able to do things exactly as you had planned on them originally, and it might take a little bit longer to, or you might eliminate some things that you would normally do simply because of what the hell's going on out in the world. I think we understand it, but we have to, you know, schedule for it.
We have enough venues in the town between auditoriums and cafeterias, and I don't think the town hall is, but I would think that the town could arrange for some type of sign up for public input, advertise it for a period of time, have a sign up, a limited number of people. Science seating in either McGee Auditorium or High School Auditorium cafeteria, and we should be able to have, you know, a screen present and or electronic screen present that you can make some type of presentation, and we can get some input from both the town council or whatever. I mean, we can't just stop. We have contact with you. We have, you know, we'd all like to be doing things besides all just sitting on our ass and continuing with the project, you know.
This is Don Lombardo. I just want to add something too. I believe when we originally put this together, the thought process was that we'd get this to a referendum vote for November.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, that's what our task was.
to try to get it done so we get a referendum vote and get this thing either moving forward or whatever happens with it happens. The statement of need was very specific, I think, with what they wanted for square foot requirements, as you're saying, Tom. And I don't think we really can go back to anyone deviating from that square footage. Anyone can jump in and correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I think we need to follow that as the guideline. And then the idea, I think the thought process was to build public support for it and momentum for it going into the referendum vote in November. It's going to be tough to do, but I think I agree with Jim. I think, you know, the high school is more than large enough. I mean, if you put it out there and advertise, even if we have to do two separate meetings, let them sign up, and if we have two separate meetings to present it, let's do it that way. Let's get the word out, you know, as soon as we can. I don't think we can stop. I think we need to keep moving forward, just under different venues and different ways. Thanks.
Yeah.
If the seniors complain about, you know, well, they're getting cut back, they're not getting cut back. We're you know, they have to understand that their support rooms for some of the projects and these have to be included in there. And if they forgot to put them in, well, you know, we got to cut something back in order to fit everything into what I think the town council probably has is a predetermined budget in their mind.
Well, this is Tom Bellino. I think we got the square footage from the statement of need, but we also needed to reconcile that with Tom Carey's expertise in terms of what the additive or, you know, the delta is to make sure that it works in the context of the programming. So I think, you know, that's part of this process that is working through now. And then, you know, as we reconcile the program to the actual square footages, then it's also the public outreach and that part of it as the second piece. So, you know, John Don Lombardo, I agree that it's a square footage piece, but, you know, that's based on the experts in the town, which we're not, and that's why we're looking to Tom Akari's expertise.
And Mrs. Bard, I'll just go over that another way to kind of marry some of the both sides, so maybe we could overlap some of those spaces that each individual group was looking for, and maybe based on what Tom's saying, they didn't estimate enough space. So there's going to be some work going to fall in there that hopefully it's maybe as big, you know, by marrying and then having to expand slightly. But the other question I have for Tom is, who did you talk to staff? Did you just talk to, like, Jen, Debbie Dennis, and Tina Doyle, or did you talk to anybody else in those three?
And then some of their staff. In the case of Tina, I met with Tina before the sequester happened, and I actually met with her key staff members, or three or four. And then I recently met with Debbie once individually to tour the community center, and Jen and one of their staff members to talk about how the, you know, Parks and Rec works and how their administration works. One of the biggest challenges is to identify what space the administration of each department actually needs. And then the second biggest challenge is to figure out what spaces could they share. And that's not the easiest one because obviously they have different opinions on that. But the reality is as a community center, programming overlaps in different times of the day. So if the senior center needs, say, hypothetically, three activity classrooms, and the community center says they need five activity classrooms, the reality is you might be fine with five because the senior center uses the building from 8 to 2. The community center uses it primarily in the evenings and afternoons and a little bit during the day. So that's how you consolidate program. So yes, I met with them and some of their staff and got their take, tried to get their take on how the programs would overlap.
I guess those guys are the ones who wrote the statement of need. And I'm sure that, like, Tina is much more in tune with what her seniors would want. The one issue we're going to have using the school is I don't know when we can get into the schools, because they're basically shut down, period. And I don't think anybody from the town, except for an act from the... So we can have a series of public hearings and those things. So we may have to get creative on how we get the public involved.
Well, maybe we could have a hearing in the park. I know that sounds kind of silly, but if we did it in the evening and I could set the projector up, I don't know. I guess you're also weather dependent, but
that's the town council's job to find us a venue. But somebody's got to get creative for sure.
If the goal, if the end date is to hold the schedule to November, I forgot what day is voting day, November 3rd, it's going to be a November 3rd referendum. It would be valuable to me if someone could reach out to the town council, and I think that the language has to be established by state statute to create the referendum. I believe it's 90 days, which means August 3rd, everything has to be done and completed to get it on the referendum slate, which really gives us, you know, like 7 weeks to do the study. And we can accommodate a lot of that in 7 weeks. The one thing we may not be able to accomplish in 7 weeks is the survey, professional survey.
Weren't we talking about mid-September?
What were you saying we might not be able to complete, Tom?
The survey. Yeah, community survey.
So public meetings, you mean?
No, the public meetings we might be able to accomplish if we do it in a different format or smaller groups. Maybe we do public outreach in a series of, instead of one or two big meetings, maybe we do it in the format of 8 small meetings of up to, I don't know, 15 people based on the state guidelines for how big a gathering can be. I don't know, I'm saying this hypothetically, right? Maybe we can accomplish that. We could set up a series of 2 per week for the next 6 weeks or something like that. That might be productive. But I have to go back and look, but I thought the program called for having a survey done to the community.
Like a manual survey?
I might have that confused. I haven't looked at the contract in a while. But I don't see why the rest can't be done. It is a sort of condensed schedule, but there's no reason we can't test your sites, make a recommendation, put a concept building layout together. All of that can be done in 7 weeks. But we may have more than 7 weeks, so it would be valuable to find out when do we have to be done to get any of that information in the referendum language. I also have to do...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
...for the budget, right, for the project, get a cost estimate done. I think getting a good professional cost estimate put in place, will take, 3 weeks probably from the completion of let's call it some sort of concept design or layout. So it's definitely condensed. Find out when we have to submit everything.
So if you can get together with a small group of us and review what some of your questions. And I mean, obviously Tom knows we have a statement of need. If somebody's added something to the statement of need, that's like the first thing that comes off the chopping block. The share is a tough task, but if you can get with a small group and that small group can make some recommendations, and then we can have a meeting, a go-to meeting where you could present it to us maybe in a couple of weeks or something to help speed this process up. And then while that's going on, somebody has to talk to town council and see what we could do to get public input. Otherwise, the referendum, we won't have time for a referendum. If we don't have, we can't send something to the referendum that nobody knows about, because it's just wasted our time.
Right. But we, you know, I think we're trying for that referendum to piggyback on the cost of one. If this thing takes off and we can't meet that, but it, you know, we're not going to wait a year for another referendum. We'll just have to have a separate referendum for this.
I mean, that, all that being said, I mean, I don't know if trying to move something forward just to meet the referendum in today's day and age, budget, economy, everything else, if we should just keep forcing it forward at this point. I think we should give a lot of consideration to what is a reasonable schedule and what makes sense. And if it's a special referendum, we factor that into the equation.
Right.
So before you give up or push it back, why don't we find out when that date is that you have to get it in to be on the November referendum? And milestone date together to what it would take to meet that date.
Okay. Hey, Lisa, Micah Hearn, can you talk to somebody in town tomorrow and find out?
Of course.
You may know already, but just, pardon?
Of course we can, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I know that there's an August.
And then, you can just blast an email out to everybody, so everybody has it, that the, you know, the drop dead date is August 3rd or whatever it's going to be.
Right. I know there's a primary in August, and
right,
those names would be printed after that primary, so you know it would be very close to those dates that you're talking about.
Okay. Well, Tom probably knows as well as anybody, but let's double check, because
it'd be helpful to understand. I know there's been numbers going out about what it takes to hold a referendum. It'd be helpful to understand what those costs are. Again, I don't want to go through the exercise of either A, forcing it through, or B, delaying it. But you know, let's work forward and spend our money wisely with Tom and his efforts, and work it to whatever schedule makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Don Lombardo. I just want to throw out that, you know, the best chance of this passing would be at election time in November. We're going to have a large voter turnout for a lot of reasons, and it could be for knocking the incumbent out of office or whatever, but I think that's the best chance it stands of passing. If we have a special referendum on it, I can tell you I don't think it's going to pass. So,
Ron, you make a good point. I think that's an excellent point. I guess I just would want to make sure that we get the effort and the information out there to the voters, so that it's a informed decision, positive or negative.
Another thing is like what I led off with is Tom from QA. We need to know how you were impacted by this, because the last thing we need is for you not to be prepared for a public forum and then make us really look silly. So if this is going to really rely on your ability to get to that point for a referendum, and having made all the steps necessary to get input, get it by us, probably going to go through us at least twice. So it is a lot of work in a short period of time.
Understood.
So we guys, do we want to set them loose on some of those other sites, or we want them to focus on the Patterson Way site?
Nobody's giving us any other direction. We should focus on that one site.
I agree. I think those other things are just lip service. That's me.
But I can tell you in my meetings with the staff, and, you know, preliminary look at just the site itself, it's a good site. It's central. Its location, you know, adjacent to the high school, makes a ton of sense, particularly for the program components. It's a good site. You know, I don't know what all the other sites are. In speaking with the staff, some other sites